Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Egypt. Monocle's regular contributor Ruth Michelson went on a culinary tour of Cairo's downtown to discover what makes traditional Egyptian cooking and how historic restaurants have been serving it up for decades.
So we're here in downtown Cairo. We're in Cafe Riche, which is one of the oldest cafes in Cairo's downtown. It was founded in 1908, as is written on the glass right at the front here. And I'm here with Omar Masafi, who is a chef and one of the members of the Egyptian slow food movement.
Hi, good morning.
Firstly, what is Egyptian cuisine for someone that has never experienced Egyptian food?
Okay, Egyptian cuisine is mostly based on vegetables. It's cheap food. There is meat and fish and, of course, poultry, but it's mostly vegetables because we used to grow a lot.
So we're in downtown. What makes downtown cuisine special as opposed to cuisine that you would find in other areas like Zemelik, which tends to be a bit more upscale? Why downtown?
Most of the establishments are quite old. You can have all the varieties of Egyptian food that you want in the same area. And it's mostly targeted towards Egyptians. So it's just quick food that you can go get on the spot. You don't have to most of the time sit in a restaurant or wait and order. Some places, they only have the one thing. So you just go and they're just going to ask you, how much do you want? Now, what do you want?
So we're in Fatir al-Tahrir. I have just noticed the cash register in here, which looks like it was probably made in about, I'm going to optimistically say the 1950s, but I can honestly believe that might be older. This seems like a fairly well-established kind of place. Why have you brought me here to start off with?
First of all, this place is it has really nice fatir. It's one of the first few places I've ever been to to have fatir. And it's kind of a well-known place in downtown. If you want to go have fatir, this is one of the places you want to go to. As you noticed, it's an old place from the decor that hasn't, I think, changed since the 90s and to the old cash register, but it has one of the best fatirs you can have in downtown.
This looks amazing. What am I looking at?
You're looking at a dish we call fatir. Fatir is actually a dish made from a dough, made from all-purpose flour, kind of similar to croissant and millefeuille in the way it's made, but instead of butter, they use either vegetable oil or ghee. Basically, the dough is made and it's layered and kind of folded with the ghee and oil and then fold it again, etc., etc. So when you actually cook it, it flakes. And the way it's done is it's spread paper thin. Like when you make the dough, you can see through it. And then it's folded on itself, and then all the ingredients are added inside. And then it's closed like a pie, like a Greek kind of spanakopita or tiropita. And then it's cooked in a very high degree oven, so it comes out crispy and whatever is on the inside is cooked and delicious. So this is Chef Mohammed. He introduced some other people who work here as well, but in a different shift. And he's been here since 94.
That is a long time to be making fatir. So he's a fatir expert. What makes the fatir at this establishment special?
هي كانت مبهورة بأن أنت بقالك من 94 بتفتي بدولة يعني يبقى أكيد أنت بقيت خبير في الفطير وعارف كل حاجة فيه
أنا كده أعتبر أقرب تاريخ يعني 94 في شيف ناجح ده قبل مني هنا في المحل وفي شيف علاء والده أساسا هو اللي عامل افتتاح المحل هنا
He's been here the least amount of time Chef ناجح here has been here before him and then there's the other chef who's been here since they opened أنتوا فتحتوا السنة كام؟
في أواخر الخمسينات أو في منتصف الخمسينات يعني.
They opened this place in the mid-50s.
actually. Yeah. 57, 58, he's not sure.
So this is Felfela?
Yes.
Why are we at Felfela?
Felfela is one of the older establishments in downtown. It's known for its Oriental and Egyptian cuisine, almost exclusively. They have some of the best food here that you can have from like Egyptian cuisine, like specialty dishes like molokhia and feta and vine leaves, and some grilled foods as well. I remember coming here with my dad when I was, dad and my mom actually, when I was a kid, to eat here. It's one of actually the best places to eat Oriental food in downtown and most of Cairo actually.
Omar, could you get the owner to introduce himself first?
He's the manager.
The manager, okay.
You want to تعرف نفسك في الأول.
أنا اسمي منير نصيف وبشتغل في مطعم في الفيلا من 15 سنة.
His name is Munir Nasif, and he's been in Felfela, in this establishment, for 15 years now.
Amazing. So maybe we could start by having him tell us a little bit about the history of the restaurant, given how old it is.
وبتقول لك ممكن نبذة عن تاريخ المطعم بما انه هو قال انه هو مطعم قديم في وسط البلد.
هو تقريبا هو اقدم مطعم في مصر.
في مصر
قدم اللي هو بيقدم ال
He's saying this is one of the oldest restaurant of this type in Cairo. It was established in 1959, and it started as a little like street vendor in Hodo Sharawi Street out here. It was founded by Amina Zaghloul, the daughter of Saad Zaghloul, and it was one of the first places. It was selling ful and tamaya and shawarma and some grilled foods. And then it became a restaurant. Okay, so he's saying he has, there's a few parts of the menu, different parts. The first one is basically their appetizers and soups, and they're all Oriental appetizers, including basara. Basara is a dish made from fava beans. They're basically pureed into a kind of a dip with the herbs, usually coriander and parsley and mint. And then it's topped with the fried onion, like deep fried onion, to complement the clean flavor of the basara with a bit of crunch and the sweetness of the onion. A main part of their menu is the fulan falafel. Fulan falafel, basically fulan tamaya. They're also made from fava beans, but the tamaya is a fava bean mix that's been turned into a close to a batter. It's very light, and then it's fried.
The great conflict in the Middle East. How is tamaya different from falafel?
Tamaya is made from fava beans, whereas falafel are made from chickpeas.
So I'm hearing a lot of talk about the vine leaves here. What is special about these vine leaves?
هي بتسألك دلوقتي إن هي سمع كلام كتير على ورق العنب وبتسألك إيه بقى المميز في ورق العنب هنا؟
الورق العنب نفسه الورقة نفسها برضو نفس الملوخية إحنا بنجيبها فريش مش بنجيبها برضو كده.
So he's saying that the reason that their vine leaves are this good is because first of all they get the vine leaves fresh. They don't get them canned or in a jar. So this gives a different kind of flavor. Also, their stuffing is a mix of rice and minced meat and some herbs and spices that he doesn't think can be replicated outside. And there's also the fact that they roll them all very thinly and the same size, so they cook evenly. In the pots, you get the same kind of doneness and taste throughout. And lastly, they cook them in the broth of Kawera, which is cow's feet when they've been kind of like simmered. You get all the gelatin out of it and it gives a very mellow, distinct flavor. And they use that sometimes on the vine leaves and sometimes they do it with just a regular broth, a vegetable broth or something. So you have these two types and it gives it this flavor that people are used to.
بيتسوى هنا في الطاجن. الطاجن. الطاجن ده مهم جدا.
And they cook them individually in their small clay pots. They don't do like a big batch.
So concentrated flavor because they're all cooked in small batches.
Yeah.
So we're back in Café Riche after our little culinary tour. So Omar, what would you say is the main thing about Egyptian food that should attract someone to come to Egypt and try the food in Cairo's downtown?
Well, there's a couple of things. The first being that it's rich in flavor because we had to use ingredients that are just vegetables and rice most probably. So you gotta give it flavor. So it's very flavorful. Most of it is vegetarian, which is a plus. And the second thing is, if you're not from Egypt or the Middle East, a lot of it is going to be new to you. It's not the food that you'd usually eat elsewhere. So it's an experience.
That was Omar Marsafi on a tour in Cairo's downtown with Monocle's Ruth Michelson. This has been episode number 45 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippin. Thank you for listening and bye for now.